Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in because today is Free Fall Friday. So any ideas that you have, anything you want to say, if you want to do some feedback to me, or if you want to talk about something that's on your mind, whatever you want to do, today is your day. Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see there are a few more people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show, guys. Free Fall Friday, right? So we can talk about whatever you want. Just call in and I'll put you on the air and we can talk, okay? Now, last night we talked a little bit. Well, we didn't talk because I didn't do a show last night, but last night President Obama talked about the illegal aliens, people who are in the country illegally. And I don't know if you guys listened to his address or not, but I think myself, and I may be a little biased, but I think myself that he was right on point. Okay, because when you think about it, like he said, all of us are to this country. Okay? All of us are immigrants to this country, except for the Native Americans, the Indians, okay? Except for them. And we don't know, you know, or I don't know, how long they were here before us, okay? Or even before white people came to the country and kind of took over, okay? So, you know, who knows how long the Native Americans have been here, all right? But, again, President Obama, as he was saying, all of us are immigrants to this country, okay? And so we're not being deported, right? We're not being deported. We're immigrants. So why should they be deported? They're able to, what he wants is for them to gain citizenship, get legal, be citizens of the country, and do it legally. Get you a job, start your business legally. And what's funny about it, and I know he doesn't want to show his hand on this, but when you think about it, what Obama is doing is he's trying to get these illegal people that are in the states illegally to get their papers so that now we can track them and we can have them paying taxes on the money that they make every 2 weeks, every week, every month, or whatever. There are literally millions of people here illegally, and we don't know where they are. We don't know anything about them. They don't have social security numbers, anything. They aren't paying taxes, none of that. So that's his deal. He's trying to get them to become legal and support the country just as we do. He's not going to say that, but that's exactly what he's doing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, it's Friday, and it's the weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend in Atlanta. And you know, Atlanta is the melting pot for activities, it seemed like to me, because now everyone is migrating to Atlanta. Everyone wants to be a part of what's going on in Atlanta. And it's the best place as far as weather is concerned. So many people from the northern states are migrating to the south, to Atlanta, to live. Okay? I guess the employment thing is okay here. I guess the money that you make is okay here. And I guess that the lifestyle you can create or you can live here is okay. So people are migrating to Atlanta. I mean, now, when I go to work, I go through a small town called Palmetto. I go through a small town called Palmetto. There are probably 3 stoplights through that town, okay? And so it's a small town. But for the last week or so, there's been people there shooting a movie on location, shooting a movie. And what's funny about it is, you know, they had the whole street blocked off for this movie. And it was funny to me. I mean, I know that. I know they do that. But they had all these police officers out here, and they had the streets blocked. So you had to use alternative routes through town. So I had to go a different route to work than I usually go. And it's not really different, but it was just a little around. Okay? But that was cool. People are coming to Georgia, to Atlanta and surrounding cities, making movies. And they had all these big, huge trucks and trailers and all this equipment, lights, because when I went through there at a little after 5 in the morning, there were lights everywhere. I mean, bright lights. So they were out early this morning shooting a scene for this movie. I don't know what movie it is, you know. Don't ask me that. I don't know. But that's exactly, you know, what it was, a movie. They're shooting a movie in Palmetto, okay? I'm sure you can look it up and find out what it is. You can probably look online and find out which movie it was or it is, okay? So that's a good thing. And that's what's happening right now in Atlanta. Now, this weekend, the Falcons will be in town. And I think they're playing the Cleveland Browns this weekend. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of at odds with the Falcons. Of course, I root for them in all their games. But we just don't know what they're going to create or what they're going to do from one Sunday to the next. And my thing is that professional players on a team making millions of dollars, and over the last, I mean, they've been to the Super Bowl once in my lifetime, as far as I can remember since I've been following the Falcons. They've been to the Super Bowl once. They lost. But, you know, outside of that, they are very, very mediocre. And again, like I said, professional players making millions of dollars in a huge city like Atlanta, and we can't create a championship team. So for us to be in a huge city like Atlanta, we should have a great team. Okay? And then now they're going to build a new, they are building a new stadium right next to the old. And I don't see anything wrong with the old Georgia Dome. And it's not that old. Okay? But now they're building a $1 billion stadium right next door. And I guess they're going to tear down the Georgia Dome. It's going to become a parking lot. But now, think about this. They're making the citizens pay for it, okay, which is just, you know, mob style. They're making the citizens pay for it. The owners and all of them are going to get all the profits from it. Or they're going to make money from it, okay? We get nothing in return. We don't even get half off a ticket to one game. At least they could offer half off a ticket, you know, maybe twice a season. I guarantee you that would sell out that stadium. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I'm excited about it because it's something new. So, yeah, I do want to go see it when it opens. Okay? I do want to go to a game when it opens and see what all the hype is about. But tickets are going to go up, right? The food is going to go up. And the team is not good. I mean, you know, when you think about it, they had to tear down a historical church right next door to the Georgia Dome in order to build this new stadium. And they interviewed one of the longtime members of the church. Older lady, may have been, looked like she at least in her 70s. Okay? And this lady said something that was very profound. She said, "I don't understand why we have to tear down our church where we've been here for 100 years, sacred ground. We have to tear down our church for a mediocre team." Mediocre. Which is very true. She wasn't lying at all. We have a mediocre team in Atlanta. And for Atlanta to be such a huge city, we should have a championship team by now. We should have fired the coach by now. I don't care who you put in there, but at least get him out of there. Maybe bring in someone new next year. But we got to get him out of there. Something's got to change. And it's usually the coach. Okay, you give these guys millions of dollars and they can't perform? They can't win games? You know, when people say, Frank, well, they sitting at the top of the division with four wins. They're not even above 500. That tells you how bad this division is. Okay, that the Falcons are sitting at the top. I don't know how long they're going to be sitting there, but I guarantee you, when we get to the playoffs, if, I better not say that, if we get to the playoffs, something's going to happen. Somehow, we're going to drop the ball. Somehow, we're going to drop the ball. Things aren't going to work out. So, you know, when you think about that kind of stuff, it's just hard to be a true fan. It's hard to talk about them because people talk about the Falcons being really, really bad all the time. You can't talk about your home team because they're not good at all. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We have about 6 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take a quick short break, and I'll be right back with you guys in just a minute. Okay, guys, so we're back on the show. And, again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. It's Free Fall Friday, and you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I didn't get the word of the day today, so we're going to hit that right now. The word of the day today is golden handcuffs. Golden handcuffs. Golden handcuffs is a noun, and it means special benefits offered to an employee as an inducement to continue service. Golden handcuffs means is special benefits offered to an employee as an inducement to continue service. You know, I think, you know, golden handcuffs would be a bonus, a watch for service, maybe a gift book, any kind of gift that they may give you, I'd like for it to be monetary. I like money, you know. I'm like, okay, I got this gift book. It probably cost them $100. I'd rather take the $100. Y'all with me? So golden handcuffs is a gift or a special benefit to induce an employee to continue service, to work for them, to continue doing your job. Okay? To continue doing your job. And I like that. I like that. I think that a lot of people would hold on to jobs. They'd really be serious about their jobs if there were periodic bonuses, periodic gifts, things like that, that keep people kind of, involved or wanting to come to work. Okay? Because they'll tell you, hey, if you don't, you know, if you continue to lay out, we're going to have to let you go. Okay? If you continue to lay out of work, if you continue to call in to work and not come in to work, then we're going to have to let you go. That's what a lot of these young cats don't understand about jobs. You know, my mom used to tell me all the time that, you know, 90% of the job is showing up. If you show up every day and show up on time every day, man, you'll keep that job for a long time. Because you're going to learn the job. Okay, you're going to learn the job. But the key is to show up every day and show up on time. Okay? Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the show. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. I'm going to have a really, really great episode on Monday. It's going to be a great episode, guys. So tune in Monday, 6:30 p.m., right here to the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Fun.